Hey, welcome back to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. Today I was reading about mistakes that people make with their banking. And I started thinking about how this would impact my kids because, I mean, when I was younger, we used to go to the bank weekly and deposit checks, or we would go and we would talk to our banker about various money matters, buying, you know, a house, buying a car, getting some type of a equity loan, something along those lines. But today, very few people actually go to a bank. You do it online, you do it through your phone, you do it by, you know, maybe you're talking to somebody on the phone, but you don't always go to the bank. And so I was thinking about how we used to do this on a regular basis, and you know, my kids need this lesson. They need to know what to do if we need to talk to the bank, or what we should be looking for, you know, any red flags, any signs that we need to talk to our bank. And so this was on a website called Go Banking Rates, and it's, "I'm a bank teller. Here are 10 mistakes you're making with your banking." And I also was thinking about how, you know, it seems there are a lot of scams out there right now. And if you're not knowing the signs, if you're not looking for the signs of where to check your records and make sure that things are in tip-top shape, you could end up with some money loss if you are not looking for it. So when you think of it, you know, it may not be enough just to think about going to an ATM, paying bills online. There are some places where costly mistakes can happen, and if you don't pay attention, you could lose money, or it could cause financial problems later on down the line. So what are we talking about? So we're talking about several different things. The first, in this article, they say failing to review your account statements. That's one of the things that I think is so easy, and it's important to do it. And so if you are not checking your bank statements, you need to start. The reason being is that there can be errors, there can be fraudulent activity, there can be payments that are being taken out for auto payments and things. Maybe they're paying the right amount, maybe they're not paying the right amount, but check those things. Check to see where your money is being spent. If you're using it in a gas pump, or if you're using it at a store and all of a sudden you end up with extra charges, somebody may have scammed you or skimmed your card. So look out for any of those things on your statement. So I do urge you, look every month and go line by line. You never know what you're going to find. Maybe you put in a tip for something and they doubled it, which has been known to happen. That's not right. And so you just have to try your best to keep track of those things. Another one is overlooking fees. Not all bank accounts are free. And if you are looking at your bank, you might find out that they're charging you 2%, 1%, 0.25%, whatever the percentage is. They may be charging you a fee. Maybe it's annual. Maybe they charge you $25 annually to have a bank account. If you need credit cards, if you need checking, if you want auto deposit, for whatever services they're offering, there may be a fee. Make sure you're looking and finding out what are those fees. And then talk to other banks and see if they have the same fees or maybe they have less fees. But it's important that you look at that. Looking at savings accounts, ignoring interest rates is something that you want to avoid. The interest rates on a savings account are usually pretty low. And I mean, if you're lucky on, you know, $1,000 to make a couple of cents. That's something that you want to keep track of. Using ATMs from other banks, they may charge you fees. So if you belong to one type of bank and you go to another bank, they may be using a fee system for anybody who's outside of their bank, because they're making money on you in your bank. And now if you use your card somewhere else, that could become a problem. Not utilizing online and mobile banking. If you're still writing checks, which I know my kids are not doing because they don't have a checking account, they are, you know, you need to be using online and mobile banking, but of course you want it to be safe. If you're mailing checks, that's going to delay delivery, and it could cause late payments, so on and so forth. I don't think many people are using checks anymore. We don't see them very often. Let's see, what else? Overdrafting accounts. If you're not keeping track of your spending and keeping track of how much money you have in your account, and you just keep going out and spending money left and right, you are going to potentially overspend and you won't have money to cover those transactions. So you need to make sure that you are not overspending and then being charged these overdraft fees. And they can get expensive if you go over your amount, because the bank has to take out of their monies to cover your costs, and they're going to be paid back. They're going to be paid back the amount that you went over, and they're going to be paid back in interest or in fines or penalties. So make sure you don't overspend. One thing I always tell my kids, save as much money as you can. That way, you never need to worry about those things. Security practices. That's an important one. If you fail to secure your passwords, or you decide two-factor authentication and monitoring isn't up to you, isn't something you should be doing, you're wrong. Any passwords you use are vital to us in this digital world. We have passwords for everything, email and applications and our phones and our bank accounts, obviously. And there's also two-factor authentication, which is kind of a nice feature where it sends you either an email or sends you a text and gives you a number or a code that you have to enter in order to actually get into the account or into the statements for your bank, for your retirement accounts, for your investments. It's a nice thing to have. And so it's important that you have a secure password. You don't use it for everything, and that you enable two-factor authentication if you can. Also, you want to maintain minimum balances. There are some banks that require you to have a certain dollar value or a certain percentage in your account in order for you to maintain that account. You know, there are some banks that are going to require $100. Some might require only, you know, $50, depending on how old you are. For kids, it might be a little bit lower, but they do require minimum balances. So you need to make sure that you know what that is and you maintain that at all times. If you like to invest your money, you know, taking out of your savings account where you're only making, you know, pennies on the dollar, or not even that, you're making portions of pennies on a dollar, you know, and you take the rest of that money and you move it over into an investment account so that it can make a little bit more, well, make sure that you're keeping that minimum balance, and maybe a few dollars more is important. That way you know that you're never going to fall below that minimum. There's another thing, that there's limits on transactions. Some banks have these, some banks don't, and some will assess you a fee if you exceed that set number of transactions every month. I know for some businesses, they limit the number of transactions that you can do in a given month. or they charge you a little bit more. So if you were a business and you were doing a lot of online payment transactions, they may say for the first 500, it will cost you, you know, a certain percentage. But if you go over that 500, that percentage might go up a little bit more, because their system has to deal with either withdrawals or payments or paying, receiving payments. But for a savings account or for a personal account, if you do a lot of online shopping or you're using your personal account for your business, you need to be careful to be knowledgeable about, are there any fees or limits on transactions? And then the last thing that this person says in the article is, you need to keep your primary account safe. If you're engaging in account transactions that are high risk, you know, such as online purchases, travel expenses, think about having a separate checking account or a separate account for these things. That way, if your debit card is compromised, you can disable it and still make normal day-to-day purchases on your primary account. You know, that's an important thing to do. I think of when we travel, sometimes we use one card specifically for that travel, and that way it keeps the cards that we use for our normal day-to-day, such as our debit cards, from being compromised or having the ability of being compromised. Especially if you go outside of the country, you want to be very careful. So anyway, those are 10 mistakes or 10 things that you can try and avoid that are given by a bank teller. There are some other ideas, I'm sure, out there on the internet. Talk to your local bank, talk to your local banker, make an appointment, talk to them about how to keep your accounts safe, talk to them about where you should be putting your money, transactions, how many withdrawals you can make in a given month. You know, just talk to your banker. That's what they're there for. And hopefully they should be able to give you some good advice. With that, I thank you for listening to my kids. I love you. And I hope that these are some good ideas on how to keep your money safe, because you've worked hard for it. You should be able to hold on to it and use it the way you want. Thanks again. Until next time.